you leave your chargers on, you know, plugged into the wall, you're actually draining electricity. Same with your appliances. Even though they're not in use, it's sometimes people refer to it as vampire energy. It's actually, it's sucking energy out from the circuit, and it's just, it's kind of going to waste. So just that simple action of unplugging the appliances and unplugging your chargers when they're not in use will reduce your electricity bill. So that's, you know, step one. That's really easy. You know, for folks who want to invest in renewable energy, sometimes that's a bit of more of an upfront cost, but right now, pretty much every single form of renewable energy works out to be cheaper over time than your standard electricity and propane energy sources. But those take a little bit more, you know, energy investment. So, you know, all those little actions I mentioned before, like washing your laundry in cold water, those all are little things that help reduce your carbon footprint and also actually reduce your electricity bill. So, so for instance, with going back to washing your laundry in cold water, you know, so the way the, you know, the process works is if you're washing your laundry with, you know, cold water, it doesn't have to go through the boiler, so the boiler isn't activated, and, you know, most boilers run on propane or electricity. So if it just, it removes one step from the process and therefore reduces, you know, your bill a little bit and also reduces your carbon footprint. All those different actions have some kind of, you know, benefit for your wallet as well.